We're living in a very remarkable time. The time that Hashem Yisbarach brought us into the world, where people like us, regular Jews, who in our grandparents' time would have been, I guess, water carriers and stuff like that, that people like us can have the schus to learn Divrei Elokim Chayim. It's not a small thing. The Torah in Siman Tov Kuf Chaf Beis is wondering why is it that in the Nusach of our davening of these days of Hashem Kippur, the Nusach is everything's Uvechein, Uvechein Tein Patr, Uvechein Tein Kovid, Uvechein Tzadikim, Uvechein, Uvechein. And the Torah brings down that it's from the lashon of the pasuk in Megillas Esther, "Uvechein avoy el hamelech." Uvechein avoy el hamelech. So all of our davening revolves around hamelech, the king, hamelech. And since in Megillas Esther it says "Uvechein avoy el hamelech," "Uvechein avoy el hamelech." So the Torah brings down that uvechein, all of our davening is in the lashon of uvechein, and so it may be, and so it is, uvechein. But the tzaddikim, Reb Shila Belzer and other tzaddikim say that really, really, the ikar is the end of the pasuk. Uvechein avoy el hamelech. What's after that, boys? Uvechein avoy el hamelech. Asher lo kados. Remember that Esther Malka, huh? Kasher vadati avad. Do you remember that Esther Malka was terrified? There are rules and regulations that generally determine who can come, who can't come, when can you come, when can you not come. Throughout all of history, there are rules and regulations. To come to the king is not so pashut. So Shila Belzer said that the ikkah is the sefer, the end of the pasuk. Uvechein avo el hamelech asheloi kados. Asheloi kados means that Esther Malka was taking a chance, that she's not following the normal mahalach of the malchus, but uvechein, nevertheless, and so it is, and so it must be, that I'm going to go to the king. I'm going to try to enter into the king, into the royal chamber. Asheloi kados. Now, asheloi kados means many things. It means, as I was saying a moment ago, that our generation is extraordinary. That for many, many years, that all the long years of our galus, Jews like us were not allowed to enter into the chamber of the king. We'd have to hang around outside the palace someplace. Why is it and how it happened? I'm not going to go now into the story of the Hishtalshelus of Sisrei Torah, of Pnimius Torah, the world of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Ariyah Kaddish, the Baal Shem, the Gra, the Ramchal, that world. How it happened that it came down that people like us, before Mashiach comes, that we're allowed to enter into the chamber of the king, Asheloi kados. Not following the regular requirements, not having all the prerequisite courses that were usually required throughout history to get to the king, to Hamelech. There's a tzaddik in Eretz Yisrael. He lives in Givatayim. I've been to Givatayim. We used to have a relative there. I don't know if any of you have been there. It's a suburb of Tel Aviv. I mean, the whole Eretz Yisrael is a suburb of Tel Aviv. It's outside Tel Aviv, Givatayim. And there's a yid there by the name of Reb Chaim Cohn. Have any of you had the schus to meet him? You met him, guy? Reb Chaim Cohn. I never met him. The last time I was there, he was away and I was supposed to see him, and it didn't work out. He's called the Chalban, the Milchiger, the milkman, because he manages, or his family, I don't know what exactly, owns a milk company. He's a little Jew, wears a cap, clean shaven. And Sadiqim and Chassidim and Gedolei HaTorah are now flocking to him for brachas, for eitzes. Something happened over the years recently that he was told that he has to begin to reveal who he is, and he began to teach and to teach and to teach. He's a Mayan and Mezgaber. He's called the Chalban. We have a few of the Sfarim that have come out. They're coming out all the time. But we have this from 1 year of teaching. Already volumes called Talalei Chaim. He himself, the Chalban himself, describes the Sefer as Hakdamas and Sha'arim, as an entrance into Pnimiyus HaTorah, into the inner light of Torah. I've never seen Sfarim that are as clear, that have a way of bringing down the highest teachings of Rabbi Shimon of the Ariya Kodesh, of bringing them down mamish mamish into Asiya Shabasiya, into our lives, as these Sfarim Talalei Chaim. Some of you have probably seen this Sfarim. I'm very, very excited about this. And I've been cooking inside to find a chevra that I could learn this with, and I hope that we can. I'm not asking that each and every one of us goes to the mikveh before we have this shiur, but I am asking that we try to come on time, and that we take it very, very seriously, and to be consistent for those who want to learn this. The sefer that we're going to be learning from the Chalban is the most recent one that came out. It's a sefer of 400 or 500 pages, Baruch, called Talalei Chaim. And the entire sefer is explaining the tefillah on the Bekoach Gedulas Yemincha. The entire sefer, it's called on the Bekoach. I don't know who's in charge of, if somebody could take care of this, you could call one of the Meichrei Sfarim, or Bigleisen, or somebody else that you know, that you might know, to see to it that after Sukkot we should be able to have, whoever wants should be able to have the sefer. One of you will take a chayis to speak to the guys, and that we shouldn't have to dray around with photostats, it's bizyonis to use photostats. I understand that for some chaver it might not be convenient, it might not be the right thing. We're going to begin with something for Rosh Hashanah from his Sefer Talalei Chaim and Elul and Tishrei. Just for this week, I think we're going to be together mitzvah next week. I think I had it on the schedule, I'm not sure. 2 weeks, whatever. We'll be together again before Yom Tov, I think. So, I wanted that at least we should have a time of the Talalei Chaim, of the Chalban's Torah, coming into Yom Tov. But the sefer that we're going to be learning on the Bechorach, which I finished, Baruch Hashem, just a few days ago, just came out, I just got it 2 weeks ago, the sefer on the Bechorach is Hafle Pafel. It is a Hakdama to Pnimiyus HaTorah. It presents the basics of the inner light of Torah in the sweetest and gentlest way, without confusing us with lashonos that are beyond people like ourselves. It brings together the light of the Vilna Gaon and of the Baal Shem Tov, Rav Kook. Every page is shining, mamish. But it's a serious limud. As I said, we're going a little bit Ashaloi Kadosh. But I figured that over here we could do a little of Ashaloi Kadosh. Let's begin Let's begin to just taste a little bit of the Tali Chaim for Yontif. Some of you might have the Sefer on El Tishrei, page Kuf Samach Dalin, Hachon L'Rosh Hashanah. Pasha Zuya Hachon HaSoif is L'Kras Yom Rosh Hashanah. The Pashias of this Shabbos, of course, Nitzavim V'Yelach, of the Chasima, that brings us into the Yom Neroim. It's the final Pashias before Rosh Hashanah. Everything in these Pashias, everything in Nitzavim V'Yelach is Rosh Hashanah Dik, is Yom Kippur Dik. Yom Shabbat Kadosh Baruch Hu Oymed B'Chinas Melech Aloy Lamay. The whole Avayda of this time of the year is the Hamlocha, or as it's called in Chabad, the Akhtara, the coronation of the king. Va'onu mischanim lefanav sheyosu v'yimloi chaleinu b'yahav v'gedoylo. And we are begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're asking him that he should return, or that once again he should be mechadish the melucha b'yahav v'gedoylo, with a great love. V'yinitzvichim onu levarav v'lusha latzmeinu. Then we need to understand. What does that mean? Of course, Pashtus, we understand what it means to mekabel al malchus shemayim. It means, first and foremost, a commitment, strengthen our commitment to be careful with every single din in Shulchan Aruch. That's for sure. And to live a life of shivi yisi Hashem l'neg disomit, that's for sure. But the avoid of the hamlocha, it must mean something more than that. That itself is plenty. But what does it mean? What's the avayda? What do we think about? Shalayim Rosh Hashanah Hu Yom Hamlachas Hashem. If Rosh Hashanah is the day, is the time of Hamlachas Hashem, He should tzrichim onu lahachin es nafshei seinu l'avadis hayoy. It means we have to make hachonis. You can't just plop into the king in such a way, into the hamlacha in such a way. So what is the avoida of hamlocha? We're going to be learning a lot about the meaning of malchus. Soid, the mystery, the secret of malchus. The final sphere, of course, as you all know, is malchus. That which touches our world and extends into our world, into our lives, is malchus. More than anything else that we can feel and come into contact with, it's called malchus. V'ikar avoydes Rosh Hashanah hu tikkun hamalchus. And the ikar avoyde of Rosh Hashanah in the Svarim is tikkun hamalchus. We don't find in the Kadmonim the lashon of hamlocha. It's tikkun hamalchus, repairing the malchus. Repairing the malchus, beautifying the malchus, tikkun hamalchus. As you know, the tikkun can mean a lashon of fixing. It also mean to beautify, to embellish. Kemuva besvarim hakdoshim beside mituk hadinim shel hanukva kenoida. Again, we're not yet ready for certain lashonos, but the tikkun of malchus is referred to in the svarim also as the sweetening, the softening of dinim that are connected to the side of Nekeva, to the side of Din, which is the feminine quality in creation. Again, we're not going to go into that right now. Each and every Jew must want very badly to take part in the Tikkun HaMalchus of this time. That each and every one of us was created b'tzelem elokim, in God's image. I mean, image is not such a good lashon, but everybody knows. B'tzelem elokim osos adam. V'ha'adam Yisrael bonui bedugmas ha'olamos ha'elyonim v'asfiras elyonis. I'm sure that you've all learned Talmud Torah and are learning Talmud Torah. The Adam Yisrael, a Jew, is constructed, is built in such a way his very physical existence, his body, is bedugma sa'olam sa'olayinim, is in the way, is modeled after, which is not itself a strong enough way of expressing this, is bedugmas ha'olamas ha'olayinim v'asfiris ha'olayinim. The fact is that someone who's not Jewish also has a right arm and a left arm. The Shulchan Aruch talks about this in his explanation of what we see in Torah Medvayra. We're not going to go into that right now. The inyan of a non-Jew, of a goy, lahavdil, and a Jew. A Jew is built in such a way where his very physical existence is boni bedugmas ha'olamas ha'olayinim v'asfiris ha'olayinim. And therefore it's clear that when a person struggles to be misakin his own nefesh, heitev heitev, to work hard, to make the tikkunim within himself, that pu'ula zu einena mistakemes rak betikun atzmai, that whatever effort a person makes in being misakein his own personal malchus, that it doesn't end there. It's not mistakemes rak betikun atzmai. It's not only himself that he's repairing when he does tshuva. It's not only himself. Ela oyla lamayla lamayla. The effort that you and I make in repairing our own personal malchus, we can talk about that in a minute, that's not something that just affects our own personal lives, but rather it's oilu lamayla lamayla. It ascends, it impacts all worlds, lamayla lamayla, to the highest world. Voisetikun be'alyayna. It brings to a tikkun kivyachol of the elyonim, of the higher worlds. Boisemi, that's Hashem's what created all worlds, that He left it up to us to bring this tikkun about. L'sakin oylem b'malchus shakai. Boisemi de'she'odem tikkain b'navshay lamata. To whatever degree the person worked to be misakin his nefesh here in the world, in his own personal life. V'hainu, kishe'odem Yisrael misakin ledugma. When a Odem Yisrael, when a Jew in this world, is misakin, for example, as midas achesed shabai, that he tries as much as possible, ad mokum shi'odem megas, he tries to repair, to uplift the midas achesed in his life. As hanedivus v'harotzen lahashpia, which means the willingness and the longing to be mashpia, to give life to others, whether that life means simply with money or teaching or other chesedim, whatever the person feels he's connected to, but to be mashpia. So when the person works on the midas achesed in his own life, on this rotzen lashpia, those who have learned the svarm of the sulam, I don't know if any of you have seen any of the svarm of the Bala Sulam, the whole nekuda of the teachings of the sulam on this point of almanas lashpia, almanas losays, the whole binyan of a Jew revolves around this tikkun of the midah of chesed. When a person does that, he's bringing about a tikkun to the midah of chesed ha'elyoina, all the way to the highest olamos, which Hashem Yisbarach gave us that responsibility to make these tikkunim. And when a person within himself works on being misakein the midah of gevura. All that gevura means, control, self-control and restraint, v'chulu. When a person works on that, v'haynu shu mezgaber al yitzray, to be mezgaber, that's the most basic avoida of gevura, is to be mezgaber on his yitzer, to be able to control his urges and desires. Machazik is yichaylas ha'ipuk v'harisun shel ta'avaysav. Any effort that a person makes to be mechazik, to strengthen his ability to hold back, to be in control of his taivas. Harishu mesakin la'eila es midas agvur. Even if it's the smallest ipuk, even a little bit of restraint, even if he's able to hold himself back for 30 seconds, there's a yisapik, there's some effort that the person makes to be mesakin the inyan of giving in to his taivas, of being mafkir himself. He's not mafkir himself, he tries. When the person does that, her mesakin la'ilas midas agvur, each person according to the chelik that he was given to be mesakin in all worlds. V'chein al zehader. And so it is with all of this. It's really, the whole Talmud Torah is built on this yisoid. Therefore, if the ikar avoid of this time of the year, if the ikar avoid is tikkun hamalchus, it's very crucial that we understand what is the Seid HaMalchus? What is this Inyan of Malchus? And what exactly are we supposed to be concentrating on? Everything. Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Netzach. Of course, everything. But the Ikur now is Tikkun HaMalchus. And a person has to live with the times. And has to live in the time. The time now is Tikkun HaMalchus. So what is this Havayda of being Mesakein the Malchus? The more that we work to be mesakein, whatever midas are rooted in this particular avoda that's called malchus, goes higher and higher. The Yifal Bimroim Ha'elyayinim, and will be able to affect higher and higher worlds. B'midas Malchusi Yisbar. Yidav Ezehu Yisai God of Chashuv Ma'ayid. This is a very great Yisayid. Shitzara Kaladim Yisrael Adas. That each and every one of us must know. She'ein hu yochel hashpia klal ala ilam esalyoinim ba'atzma mitzuri yeshira. There were Jews in the past, and I'm sure in the present, who would like to influence the worlds above by reaching the worlds above directly. Not with a spaceship, but in whatever avoided their Isaac, to try to be able to get straight to those ilamas, and to bypass, for example, to bypass the midas achesed in one's daily, simple daily behavior, in order to try to get to the midah of chesed, or the midah of gvura, while ignoring his wife and children, while ignoring his friends. There are people like that. There are people that are tayvel many, many tefillas, and they're isik in all kinds of tefillas, tafpeh, tefillas, and yichudim, and types of avayda, but they don't know how to smile to say good morning. They're not normal people. And they would like to be mashpia on the olmos ha'elyonim, while bypassing the olmos ha'tachtonim. This world that we're living in the world of Lamati Maseret Tfachim, this world of ours. They want to get to something higher and skip. So the idea of Shaloi Kadas doesn't work. It's Kasha Avadati Avadati. They want to go Betsuri Yeshiva. They were Mekubalim like that. I don't want to start talking about names. There are famous people that were like them. It always failed. Always failed. The trademark of the great tzaddikim, of the tzaddikim amitim, of the tzaddikim of Cook calls the tzaddikim ha'elyonim, the trademark of those tzaddikim is that in 1 second they return to earth. And they're ma'ur, they're people who are constantly involved with other people, who know how to love people and give to people. Same thing when it comes to Midas HaGvur. A person would like to somehow contribute to being misakin that Midas HaGvur, but in his own life, he doesn't exercise self-restraint when it comes to eating and other taivas. But he's in the sugya of Gvur. We're Jews. And our avodah is not a matter of just yichudim, of Kabbalistic incantations, and so on. There was a famous philosopher in America. It's a very well known thing that they say about him, that he was teaching about, he focused a lot on ethics and morality and so on, and it became known that he was himself unfaithful to his wife. And one of the students had the chutzpah to actually ask in the class. He was teaching something about the significance of, I suppose, of faithfulness, and one of the students said, I don't understand how you could teach that. Everybody knows that you yourself don't live that way. So I'm sure some of you heard, this was Bertrand Russell, I'm sure some of you heard what his response was. Something to the effect of, Einstein wasn't a triangle. Einstein was a great mathematician. Doesn't mean he was a triangle, he was a mathematician. It means he studied mathematics. He was a great bookie in mathematics. Just like Gershom Scholem is a great expert in Kabbalah. He was a Mechal Shabbos, and Eichel Neveles and Treifes. So whatever Gershom Scholem was studying, or whatever he was thinking about in his study while writing on Shabbos, while holding onto a piece of tarfis, which he once boasted about on the radio in Eretz Yisrael, that some of his finest pieces he wrote while eating on Yom Kippur with his head being uncovered. Well, I don't believe he did that. Ad kedei kach. Was Einstein a triangle? We don't have such a thing. You can't bypass Olam Hazeh in order to make tikkunim in the Olam HaSeliyayim. We don't come directly into contact with those higher worlds. We know this from discuss what those worlds are. That's not our asik right now. We don't have a way of getting to those worlds directly. At least regular people certainly don't have a way of getting to those worlds. They're beyond us. They're very exalted, high worlds. We have no hasog of their holiness and of their greatness, of these ilmas. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to us through the tzaddikim, that the way for us to be masakein these midas elyonis, ma'olmas elyonis, is by means of being masakein as nafshoi v'atzmai. Nafshoi v'atzmai. As kaychoisov umidoisov, one's own kaychis. One needs to know what is chesed, what is gevurah. That's the term advar. What is chesed, what is gevurah, and so on. At least an elementary understanding, which we're going to be learning a lot about the Mitzvah Shem. Uvakach yovi lesraimimus lesailus gam la'ela. And by means of each and every one of us working on nafshoi v'atzmai, we are able to bring about his raimus and his alus la'ela. Each one of us is a sulam mutzav artzes desvaram sefer roishay megiyah shemayim. Sula mutzav aratz ha-roish ha-megiyah shemayim. U'memeilu yisvasvu brocha v'tikun gam ba'olam ha-tzelyon. And as a result of our avodah here, mimeila, we bring about great tikunim in the olam ha-tzelyon. Zoyis mipnei shenav sheinu kshura v'achuza b'chol ha-sfir ha-tzelyonis. That's because even though we don't know this about ourselves, we need to learn more about ourselves. But the truth is, the mitzias is, that every single one of us, our soul, is kshur v'achuza b'chol ha-sviris ha-yoynis v'ha'olim ha-zakim v'ha'na'alim. Even though we feel like regular people down here in this world, and we go about our business, but we're not. In each and every one of us, Yaakov Chevel Nachalosa, like it's brought down in Tanya, there's a Chevel, that rope. Each and every one of us is mamish, bound and tied to the sherish of who we are in the higher worlds. What we're seeing now in front of us, you and I, it's the final stop. It's the last stop of the long journey, Hashtalshlis, of many infinite Madragas, until it came into the body here in this world and who we are. So each one of us comes from and is bound to the Oilumus Hazakim and now to these pure and great and refined Oilumus above. Umemela Mishor Shanav Sheinu Nasis Mesukenes Yoiser. And therefore, the more you and I are able to be misakein our own nefashas, where shekol masha kosher eleha misbarech afu, like the Tanya says, when you Yaakov chevel nachalasa, the rope, so when you move the rope down below a little bit, it causes the higher on the rope, it waves and it shakes and it moves, right? And you give a little tug on the bottom of the big rope. We don't have direct contact with the Olam HaSelyonim. We don't have direct contact with the Olam HaSelyonim. I mean, there are people who try. But as I said, that's not the Ratzon HaShem. Ein lanu shum magim ha'olam HaSelyonim b'tzur yeshiva mi'idach. Yesh lanu magim v'kesher haduk im nafshayna. But each and every one of us, if we care about it, if we try, if we look into it, and we work on it, we have absolute, direct, constant access to our own nefashas. And if we're lacking in that area, it's only because of our own ignorance and failure to look into the matter. But we have direct contact to ourselves. V'ani yecholim u'musugolim l'sakin oisa l'zakech oisa. And therefore, we are able to be misakin our own nefashas. And even if it's not the complete tikkun, certainly to make tremendous, tremendous changes, improvements, to purify our own nefashas. V'hi harek shur ma'oid el ha'il misal yayna. And each nefesh is very, very bound to oil mesayayin. The same also from the Baal Shem HaKadosh. Mistami, you heard this. There's a muscle from the Baal Shem that there was an artist who was commissioned by the king to fashion, to design the Kesa HaMalchus, the crown. We don't have much of an interest in these things. We weren't raised in a Malchus. We were raised in a constitutional situation. And even as such, for those of you, since you're much younger than me, it used to be that at least the president was a person who was somebody that was mechubad. We understand that hasn't worked out the last couple of times. So we don't have much of a hergish for the Indian of Malchus. But the Baal Shem HaKadosh said that this fantastic artist was commissioned by the king to design, to create the Keser, the crown. It was a big thing, the Keser. And he had worked on it for a long time. And he was finished. But in order for the crown to be complete, the pnimius of the crown is the jewel, right? There's a jewel that be placed as the headpiece of the crown. That's the most choshev. So the Baal Shem HaKadosh said that after all of the months, and maybe more than that, that this artist had worked on the crown. He was finally finished, and the only thing that was missing is that he had to insert the crown, the jewel, which was given to him by the king, to insert that. So he lifted the jewel in his hands, but he couldn't stop shaking. He couldn't stop shaking, because he understands what this is. This is the Keser. This is the crown of the king. Without the crown, it's Nishkan Malchus. It's something that's not there with the Malchus. And he understood this. So even though normally this artist had the most steady hands and was the most skilled craftsman, but at the moment of truth, when it came time to put the jewel into the crown, he couldn't do it. He simply couldn't do it. So he ran to the window and he looked and he saw on the street that there was a very, very simple person, whatever, some schlepper. And he whistled and he says, "Can you come here, whatever, your uncle?" So he goes, yeah, what is it? He said, "I need you to do me a favor." So he called him in. Now, the artist covered the crown, of course. He covered it. And he just left a tiny little opening. It was an empty space where the jewel goes. And he says to this guy, who's very, very patient, he says to this guy, "Do me a favor. Can you put this rock in that hole over there? The shiny rock." Never would have thought that this is the jewel. "Can you put the shiny rock over there in the hole?" He says, "Yeah, sure." And he goes, puts it. And at that moment, when the jewel enters into the crown, the Hamalchus is a Hamalchus. We're like the guy in the street, you understand. We don't have a musig. We're half asleep, we put on the tefillin, like we're yawning a little bit. Tefillin Shayad, I don't remember. Or you're saying Krishna, we don't remember if it was the first to be in the first parish. You were hoping you'd never have to come to that halacha, you know? Like, what am I supposed to do? I remember years ago when I lived in the Farakway, davening in the yeshiva, so my friend and I, we made up that if you see other guys falling asleep, that each one was on duty, each Friday night, a different one was on, and would tell the other guy, you would wake up the other guy by Kriya Shema to make sure that he was okay, to see if he was alive by Kriya Shema. Aleph Avercha, Aleph Avercha, I don't know where I'm, I don't know. Something with the heart, I don't know if it's the beginning, the end. So, every single thing that we do, to do the Ratzon Hashem, to try to be Mesakin Amalchus, in certain ways, before Mashiach comes, because we're so partial, we're so clueless. We're like the guy that just, "What do you want me to do? I should put this over here?" Okay. Could be in earlier years, like before a person will put on tefillin, it was a whole shock of the tire, you know. I grew up among people that it was hard for them to do a mitzvah if they didn't believe in the mitzvah. Now it's not so hard like that. But there was a time, there were people that were like that. I'm not saying that's a ma'ale chesaron, I'm just saying there were people like that. The tikkunim that we're able to make with every single thing that we do, to fix the crown. You can't go directly. We're not holding for such a thing. If that simple guy would be brought into the palace, he would faint. He wouldn't be able to do anything. He would just fall on the floor. Nimsa shebemtzos tikun nafshenu, the last sentence of the paragraph. Nimsa shebemtzos tikun nafshenu on a mamish mesakin misoilum misalyoin. Mamish mesakin oilum misalyoin. We might say over the now in the middle of the next section of the maimer. We might say over now from this we could understand. We can't skip this avodah of tikkun hanefesh, of our own nefesh. Skip over and to try to get to something higher. For example, a person whose heart is chalila filled with conceit, with arrogance. Even if he's holding the siddur of the Rashash in his hand, or the siddur of the Arizal in his hand, with all of the kavanas, and he's thinking of all the different shemas, the kavan betfilosil asakin is hanukvul umasik is dinera, and he has these kavanas of sweetening the dinim of the judgments of the side of the nekeira, which we'll learn some further along about. Even if he has all of that in mind, the side of Kavanah of Rosh Hashanah, which is the side of the Kavanah of Rosh Hashanah, Tikkun HaMalchus, to be Mesakein and to be Mermatik, the Dinim that come from the side of the Nekeiv of Nukva. Even if a person had these Kavanahs of Rosh Hashanah, and he's standing there with that big fat Machse, he needs two people to hold his Machse, and has all the Kavanahs, because every page is like one shame. And he's got all of this, and he's got all of these shamas in front of him, and he understands. He's a maven in Kabbalah things. Harisha Chalila, but he's a Baal Gaiva. Gaiva and Yeshus. Yehirus. Harisha Chalila, ha Gaiva, va ha Yehirus, shebeliboy, hein hein mamish bechinis nukva, kshi melei yedinim, kashamai. The mid of Gaiva, again, we're going to learn about these things further in the year. Next year, by the Yiddish year. Soon. He says that the gaiva and the yehirus of his heart is mamish itself. Is the inyan of nukvik shimlei adinim koshamai. Gaiva and yeshus is itself the source of the thickest klipas shells of dinim, of strict judgment. Gaiva and yeshus. What's the inyan of gaiva? The inyan of gaiva is ani emloich. I'm the king. That's gaiva. We've all met people like that. I'm the king. Ani emloich. Ani emloich is gaiva. It's the hepech of hamlachas Hashem, right? It's the hepech of the avodah of Rosh Hashanah. So a person could be standing. A person will be standing with a big machzor with all the shamas, and he has all these kavanas. He's about gaiva. He wants to make sure everybody sees, of course, that he has the big machzor. He makes a point of dropping some sort of a hint that he was doing this avayit and that avayit. He went to the mikveh and they gave him makis, you know, whatever, mincha, erev yom kippur, whatever it is. You know, he has a way, people have a way of dropping these things. And his whole muhus is a muhus of ani emloich. I'm the king. The whole Indian of Rosh Hashanah and the Hamtokas Adinim comes from he's the king, not I'm not the king. It's to get over that mistake of your little malchus. And to come to a place of the chen ten pachtach Hashem Elokeinu, chamasach, chamashavros. That he's the king. She says, "Soit ha gaiva kenoida." What's gaiva? That's gaiva. Gaiva is the antithesis of malchus. It's ois malchus. It's no malchus. It's me. I'm the melech. The soit ha ani. The ani is the opposite of ayin. Ayin means to make oneself into nothing. Hamelech. So you have some chazni standing there. He's getting ready to, the Baal Shachris is getting ready to, he's in the 14th row, and he stands up to say, right, Hamelech. and he's chalishing, he's thinking maybe l'kol ha'pachas. It's a little bit early, right? That Hamalach, it's a little bit early. So he's hoping maybe there's a few women in the women's section that will hear this Hamalach. Maybe. There's a chance, it could be, that there are a few women in the women's section. You know, but the problem is that they're usually very from old ladies, right? He's hoping for somebody maybe under 40 that's over there and is going to hear such a Hamalach. Be. Such a Hamalach. So what's the avoid of Hamalach? He starts to be masalsal the perla. You have these chazanim, like Rabbi Nachman talks about there in the third Torah. The negunim, the chazanis is all, you understand, the sitra'ach. It's all to make themselves into Hamalach, not to be mamlech Hashem. That Indian of Gaiva drags a person to the lowest place, the lowest klipas, that's called Ragleha Yardais Maves. The Malchus of the Sitra Achra is called Ragleha, it's her feet descend into the place of death. Ragleha Yardais Maves. It's the opposite, it's all Gaiva, it's all about a puny little human being that made himself into a king. So he's standing there with a fat machzer. It's the opposite of a melech. The male of the person's heart at that time is touched by this sickness of gaiva. It's ma'ira the dinim that the whole avoid of Rosh Hashanah and everything that it says in his machzer and all the names and the shemis of Hashem the machzer are coming to eradicate. He's contributing to the malchus of the sitra achra and all the dinim of that klipa of nukva with a big machzer. So what does he think? How is he able to come with his mouth and his words to fix this problem of the nukvel yoinel, to be mamtik, the gevuras with the chsadim, and to unleash Hashem's loving kindness into the world, and to fix this inyan in creation of the dinim, when he himself is being magbir the dinim? He's increasing the dinim. He's strengthening the side of din. He's far from this tikkun himself. So is he saying these words? What did he have these kavanot? His actions speak louder than all of his kavanot that he has right now with these shemus hakadosh. Like a person who, the poil, in reality, he mistreats his friend. But he says nice words. You have this a lot with guys and girls. That the guy, he says all kinds of nice lashonos because he's hoping for matan schar b'tzida. So he says all kinds of lashonos. But his actions are actions that are actions of zilzal and bizyonos, the way he treats her. This is hikaseid. He's mezalzel in her covet. But the lashonos that he uses are beautiful lashonos. So what does it mean? So this person, the etzem, is a bal gaiva, and he's filled with himself, and he's using words, lashonos of being mamtik the dinim and. This is broadcast outside into his actions, who he really is comes out and how he conducts himself. And with this guy, with his friend, the fact that he says some nice words, or he says some nice words to the girl, but that's, and how does he act? How does he treat her? How does he treat his friend? So we see who he really is by how he treats the person. The fact that he covers it up with all kinds of lashonos doesn't change the mitzvahs. Kibduni, but the Baruch Shalom says in the mouth of Yeshaya Novi, that there are Jews that they live like this. The befiv ubesvasav kibduna, they honor me, Hashem says. They honor me with their mouths, with their lips. The liboy richak memeni, but the heart is very far from me. Hashem yatzilana. Klal gadol hu. Kshoit atzmacha v'achakach kshoit achayim. It's a klal in everything in life. Kshoit atzmacha. Try to bring yourself into a place that's true and real. Try to adorn yourself. And afterwards, kshayt achayim. But here, the chalben is referring to, of course, the oil mesal yoyna. Kshayt atzmacha. And by a person working on these kishut and these adornments of his own life, mimela, the result of that is, it's makashayt the oil mesal yoyna. It's not possible to be ma'erech chasadim be'elyoinim b'li shahadim emalei es levava b'chasadim, unless one fills his own heart and makes a great effort to work on these chasadim b'ahava uvechemla, with great love b'ahava uvechemla b'rachmanus uba'adinus, with rachmanus tavrachmanus and adinus, edelkeit, gentleness b'shiflus ruach, with humility of its knees. Kol limudei hakavonis, all of these deep kavonis that are brought down in the svarim. V'chol haskulas l'mineihem, and all different schoolas. You see, we're living in a time when people are very, very enamored with different schoolas. You see, people walking around with red strings, you know, and all different kinds of things that they go around with. And this school and that school, but the ikar avayda, what it means to be a Jew, maybe even just a human being, is chasam and haseifa. Yeah, there's a famous word from the Kotzker, I'm sure you know, that there was a Yiddick that asked the Kotzker about a certain type of a nut. You want to know whether you're allowed to eat it on Yosh Hashanah, because you know that we don't eat egoiz, because egoiz is the gematria chait. So he asked the Kotzker, what about this nut? Am I allowed to eat this on Rosh Hashanah? He came, he asked the Kotzker. So Kotzker's answer to him was, Rabid, chait is also the gematria chait. forget about a peanut, my friend. You're talking about chatoim mamish, flesh sugar chatoim. You don't have to come on to a gematria. There are people who are so into these inyanim of schoolists and gematria. Not that there's not any truth, of course there are. There's truth, of course, it's a big inyan. I'm not chas v'shalom making fun of schoolists, emistika schools, I mean, not real serious schools. But you could wrap yourself from head to toe in red strings. But you know Rachel Imenu, you know. Not that Rachel Imenu ever knew about red strings and things like that. But that's not it. All of the schools in the world cannot replace or be a substitute for Hachanis HaNefesh. Hachanis HaNefesh. She ha'ikur v'ha'shurish ha'poyel be'elyonim. That's the ikur and the shurish that's poyel be'elyonim. Now what is a school we're not going to go into? Now schools can have an effect. When the school is together, like anything, when the school comes together with the ikur, which is introspection, honesty, avoida, and so on. It's not a magic charm. We don't believe in rabbit's feet and stuff like that. Lucky charms. This is the way to prepare for Rosh Hashanah, to get ready for the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah, the most beautiful, beautiful tefillahs of the whole year, the most beautiful tefillahs of our lives, are the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah. El tchiyas shofar hamlachas Hashem mamish. Lamalei es kol midos seinu, to fill all of our midos, v'agashay seinu, and our emotions, the midos toivus, hamakbilos, that correspond el hamalchus. Kishihi mesukenes mamish, to malchus when it's repaired, which means chesed gvur teferes netzach hoyd yisoid, where everything is, where the effort is being made to bring together all of these midas and to bring about a state of symmetry in one's life, in one's midas, in one's emotions. That is the hachana, that's the ikka hachana for the tefillas and the tkiyas, which are able to complete the unbelievable malacha of hamlachas Hashem. Now we're in the middle of this piece, so we don't have this chibur next week. Akalpanim, we'll finish. Let's hold on to these papers, and I'd like to finish the piece. We'll be able to finish it in one more sitting.